Nicholas, Nichols Williams, 3/12/98. Today's date is 3/15/22. Chief complaint, abdominal pain, number one, number two, nausea and vomiting, number three, palpitation. Next one was leg pain, next one was arm pain, next one was not feeling well. The patient is a 24-year-old young man who is pretty healthy. Back in July of 2021, he started having some kind of abdominal pain. They thought it might have been an infection, went to the emergency room in Florida, then saw a different physician. He had total blood work, CT scan done, short of EGD and colonoscopy. Everything came back normal. They told him he had irritable bowel syndrome. They put him on fiber, high fiber diet, exercise, as well as probiotics, which helped him tremendously. His symptom went away. Oh, by the way, this was worked both in Florida and Mississippi, where his folks live. He moved in with his folks in Mississippi to finish his workup period. New paragraph. Then later on, when he moved here in August, actually earlier this year, he started having problems associated with same symptoms, nausea, but this time associated with some nausea and vomiting, diarrhea off and on, and spastic colon type of symptoms. Period. In the paragraph, he comes in today for further evaluation. He's never noted any blood in the stool or in a vomitus, period. Family history, non-contributory, except for his sister who has IBS. Social, he works for a sign company, S-I-G-N company. He smokes, he doesn't drink alcohol, he doesn't do drugs, allergy, none, immunization. No immunization against COVID, medical problems, negative, surgery, tonsils, medications, none at this time. His weight is 162 pounds, has not gained or weighed any weight. 99%, 86, 16, 79, 108 over 69. Heart, positive or small positives to lungs, clear. Abdomen is soft, some epigastric tenderness noted. Neck shows no JBD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Neurological non-focal assessment, number one. As far as his abdominal pain is concerned, one would suspect this is recurrence of his irritable bowel syndrome, especially with spring approaching. We'll go ahead and start him back on his probiotics and fiber. Next number, the nausea and vomiting is somewhat worrisome. He needs an EGD, but we'll proceed with the H. pylori at this time. Next number, he does not want any blood work in big letters. Next number is he wants to have an EGD and colonoscopy later in big letters. Next number, ultrasound of the abdomen and gallbladder is negative. Next one is ultrasound of the carotid, which was done because of dizziness, is negative. Next one is echocardiogram, which was done because of palpitation, is negative. Next one is encourage patients to drink plenty of water. Next number, ultrasound of the legs and arms, which were done because of pain, is negative for DVT and or PVD. Next number, he knows to start to probiotics. Next number, he knows to start fiber. Next number, he knows to start an exercise program. Next number, we talked about cyclical. That's cyclical or cyclical cyclical nature of the IBS. Next number, for the sake of completeness, an EGD and colonoscopy is in order, along with blood work, which he wants to hold off at this time. Next number is treated with Bentyl. 20 milligram PRN for pain and discomfort. Next number is treated with Protonix, 40 milligram once a day. Next number, Zofran, 4 milligram PRN for nausea and vomiting prescribed. Next one is come back next week. Next number's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. We've given ample time to ask questions. Thank you.